1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Did you know that in the Bible there is a female counterpart to Job? It's a woman named Naomi, whose story is told in the book of Ruth. Like the book of Job, Ruth begins with a series of calamities. At the outset, there's a famine, a journey to a foreign country, and 3 deaths. 3 husbands die. We often forget that Ruth begins with 3 widows whose world has collapsed and who are trying to make sense of life. They know God is there, they just don't understand what he's doing. But there is good news in Naomi's Job-like narrative. As you read the book of Ruth, the story moves from calamity to hope, from loneliness to love. The book that starts with 3 funerals ends with a wedding and the birth of a special baby. Ruth 1:1 begins with this verse, "In the days when judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and 2 sons. Well, the man's name was Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi, and they had 2 sons who married Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. Elimelech died, leaving Naomi as a widow. Then shortly thereafter, her 2 sons died, leaving Orpah and Ruth as widows. So it was at this point that Naomi heard that the famine in Israel had ended, and so she decided to return home. And before going, Naomi offered to release her Moabite daughter-in-law so they could stay in Moab. Orpah chose to stay, but Ruth clung to Naomi. She said, "Where you go, I will go. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." So Ruth and Naomi returned to Israel, completely empty and hurting. And it's at this point that circumstances begin to change. When they arrived in Israel, it was harvest time. To help provide for her mother-in-law, Ruth went into the fields to glean ears of grain. And while gleaning, a relative of Naomi named Boaz, who owned the field, he noticed Ruth and began to show her favor. He had learned of all that Ruth had done for Naomi, so Boaz said to her, "The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward be given you by the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Without giving away all the details, let me just say that Boaz became Ruth's kinsman redeemer. According to Mosaic law, it was the duty of a deceased man's relative to rescue his next of kin if they were in trouble. And this might mean buying back lost property or purchasing the freedom of one sold into slavery or supporting and even marrying a widow. This is what Boaz did for Ruth. Ruth approached Boaz with an appeal to become her redeemer. And after checking with other near relatives, Boaz not only redeemed Ruth, but married her. Boaz was Ruth's redeemer. This is a picture of what God actually did for Israel. Time and again, he rescued his people. And this is also a picture of what Jesus did for us. Think of Boaz as a type of Christ. Like Boaz, Jesus meets us in our broken story, and by his life, death, and resurrection, he saves and then shares his great inheritance with us. In Scripture, Jesus is the ultimate kinsman redeemer. So in the book of Ruth, we not only have the good news that God is sovereign over the details, even the hard details of our lives, we also have the good news that just as Boaz redeemed this Gentile woman, so God redeems outsiders like us. And here's the best part. At the end of the book, Boaz and Ruth have a baby named Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, who was the father of King David. In other words, this book is ultimately about God's unfolding plan of salvation. God not only delivered Ruth and restored joy to Naomi, but through Boaz's act of redemption, God preserved the Davidic messianic line so that his promise to bring a savior to the world might be fulfilled. So let's let Naomi, the formerly bitter woman, have the final say today. At the end of the book of Ruth, she said, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer."
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.